This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
My intro just puts chills down my spine.
Hour number two coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. If it'll play.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. This is the, I could call it the return because there's like, it's not a weekly thing, anything. But it's not really the return because you always know it's lurking in the back, don't you? But this tonight, it's the weaponized woman with Tatiana Whitlock, and she has brought my favorite competitor with her, Tina Martin, who I run up on her at the NRA show and she or a SHOT Show or something, and she was getting ready to Krav Maga me, and then she stopped because she recognized me at the very last minute. So hey, how's it going, ladies?
Good, thank you.
So you guys are wanting to come in on me or something like that. You guys want to talk competitive shooting, yeah?
We do.
Yeah,
there's some good stuff brewing. And Tina is championing some really interesting projects, which will be kicking off, which have kicked off, and then some new stuff into this coming year. So I would love to give her a chance to talk about that a little bit. And then, of course, Bill, you've got some awesome questions, but I love how you come out of left field with some of this stuff, but it's always really relevant. It gets us laughing, so don't be shy.
Okay, but first things first, I wanted to ask Tina, and I don't know if I've ever asked her this, but what is the gun that you use to compete with?
So I shoot 3-gun and PRS, so I have a bunch of guns I shoot with.
Okay.
But for 3-gun, I use an SPI DVC Limited.
Okay.
My pistol in 9mm. I use a Breda B12i for my shotgun. And then I have like a Frankenstein AR of parts that I use. But it does have a nitride 3 bolt carrier group in it and a Cantrol brake, which keeps the gun shooting nice and flat. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the reason I ask is because I always look at for people that might not want to embrace the self-defense class like Tatiana would teach, getting familiar with the 3-gun competition, which sort of with the movement and everything, which sort of mimics the stress and going through the stages and the rapid change of platform here and there, lay this one down, pick this one up. I've always thought that's a at least as good way to go if you're not going to dedicate yourself just to the self-defense aspect of it. So I just want to know what you shot in those.
Yeah, and the truth is, like, I mean, you can literally bring what you have at home and run it, especially at your local matches. It's a great way for you to practice with those firearms, put rounds through the firearms so you get super familiar. So you can have your standard Glock 19, you can have a Remington 870 pump shotgun, and you can have a standard out-of-the-box AR and go to a local 3-gun match and do just fine with that. So you really, and the beauty of the 3-gun community is that if you don't have equipment, just about anybody at a match is happy to loan you what they have because we've all been in that position of having our first match and not having everything we need.
So. That's nice to know. That's nice to know. So, Tatiana, we got 5 minutes exactly left in this segment, so you take it away. I've talked enough for a minute. I'm just going to listen.
Sure. So for those of us joining us for the first time who have not been introduced to Tina Martin before. I'd like to make sure everyone gets a little background and we make her blush via the radio. So Tina Martin happens to be one of my favorite individuals in the firearms community. She's one of the very multifaceted women who is quietly at times and then very loudly at other times championing great change within our community in all of the most positive ways. She's, again, a three-gun competitive shooter, a firearms educator. Tina is one of the lead instructors within the A Girl and a Gun organization, whom I am honored to be a part of, and in addition to being the Jacksonville, North Carolina chapter facilitator. So if you're in that area interested in joining A Girl and a Gun, you would have the great pleasure of working with Tina directly. Tina is a champion behind the Three-Gun University Mastermind Series, which we're going to talk about during one of the segments in greater detail, which really focuses on educating new women and bringing them into the Three-Gun and really the competitive community with knowledge and what you need technically and logistically and socially to thrive within that environment. She's a sponsored shooter for some major industry brands, including Red Stitch Targets and Century Products Group. She's also a scientist and a mom. So none of us sit still very long in this world. And so, as you can see, Tina is one of those, again, very multifaceted individuals. She offers a range of different training courses within her area, and you can find out more about her programs on shieldmaidendefense.com. She was one of the leaders within the Fall Fest activities, which was a massive competition that just happened for women within the competitive community. Again, championed by A Girl and a Gun, and would love to dive into that a little bit more as well. And she has been, from the get-go, a major part of the DC Project, which is a nationwide initiative to bring women from every state in the country to DC to voice and show a face to what it means to be a female gun owner. So thank you for all of the work that you do, round the clock, year-round, to help promote women in the shooting world.
Oh, thank you very much. Incredibly wonderful introduction.
There's more, but I figured we only had 5 minutes, so I'd
cut it. Well, you still got 3 minutes. I mean,
oh, I did awesome. That was good. That was really good.
You did. Yes, you did.
So, Tina, a lot of these things that you're involved with in the competitive community, people are like, oh, it's ringing all of the bells. We've heard all of these names. We're a part of those events. Run down really quickly, what is Fall Fest?
Fall Fest is it's a part of A Girl and a Gun. It's essentially a match, a major match that is put on for women only. And what you don't see a lot in the competitive shooting sports matches that are dedicated to women only. And so it's one that happens. And it's actually the only women-only match that happens all year. So we all gather at Rockcastle Shooting Center, and there's just over 100 competitors between staff and everything. We have about 200 of us there. We come in, and not only is it a major match for three-gun competition, but in addition to that, they add days of training before the match. Because even though it's a major match, so we're essentially challenging these ladies at the same skill set that they would have to encounter at any match across the nation. But those that are beginners are those that have never shot a major match, we offer training in the days upcoming to the match so that they can become familiar with their weapons, they can become familiar with their equipment, and they can become familiar with the skill sets that they'll need in the match. And so we dedicate training sessions to about 30 or 40 girls that come in and they train ahead of time before the match. So it's essentially a one-of-a-kind event dedicated to women for competitive shooting.
And I'd like to really dive into that because we're coming up on a break. But what you're building up to is where I really want to take this conversation, which is 3GU Mastermind. And mm-hmm. these workshops that you're talking about really are a in-life, real-time version of the programs that you're offering online through A Girl and a Gun. And you really do a wonderful job of setting these women up for success, takes away all of the hesitation and the fear, and really puts them in a position to succeed at whatever level they're prepared to do that while they're at the match. I would love to get a leg up on those types of things with the things that I do. Can I just come in a day or two in advance and you can get me tuned up before I go do it for real?
That's what it is, tuning sessions right before the match. And I'm sure just about any competitor would love to tune up before they get into a major match.
Okay. You guys hang on. We'll be right back. This is The Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock and her guest Tina Martin. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Cracked stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now I need to do a real quick PSA. When you're texting, be sure of who you're texting to, because like earlier today, I was texting to Tatiana, and I was sending her, hey, look at this and everything, and then I was going to text the next picture, and she doesn't know about this yet, but I got it there, and I decided to, you know, we know each other fairly well, so I was like, hey, baby, what do you think about when you see this gun? And then I texted it to Steve Fisher accidentally. So I am now really coming. I'm broadcasting from an undisclosed location until Mr. Fisher calms down. So anyway,
be sure. That might be wise.
Yeah.
I think he's somewhere in your area too. So that lying low, maybe.
That just makes me so happy to know he's in my area too.
I'm here to support you, Bill.
Yeah. Well, I do appreciate that. Yeah.
You're welcome. Oh, anyway, the picture that was sent was actually a fantastic setup of a rifle all decked and a battle belt with mags and all kinds of awesome paraphernalia. Those are the types of pictures gun people send to gun people.
Babies
and puppies and kittens, that's great, but look at my new gun baby. That's a thing that we do, and it's real.
That's the only kind of gun picture I text to Steve Fisher's girlfriend. That's all, the only kind of picture I text to her. That's... And you know, that's also that. And the problem is, and I'll tell anybody this, and if Steve's listening, I don't mind if he hears this. I actually think you're more dangerous than Steve. So
we all have our moments, you know.
Yeah. Now, Tina, on the other hand, she would just shoot me a bunch of times really fast, and I'd be trying to, wow, that was so impressive, the timing and the grouping.
That woman's recoil management.
Medic?
Uncanny. So.
There you go. Anyway, this is The Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock. Her guest tonight is Tina Martin. They're talking about getting into competition. So please, ladies, please continue.
Absolutely. So everybody who's familiar with me knows that I pretty much live within the self-defense world. However, if there's anyone that's going to convince me to give competitive shooting a try, it's Tina and Dave Harrington. And Dave is doing a really good job. He's putting in a heck of a sales pitch. But before I go spend time with Dave Harrington at any match, I'm probably going to need to spend time with Tina at 3 Gun University Mastermind, which is a program offered through A Girl and a Gun. Briefly, A Girl and a Gun and Tina have joined forces to put this program together, which allows shooters to learn all aspects of the sport, pistol, rifle, optics, shotgun, reloading, gear, equipment, you name it, including the mindset and the rules of the games, which is one of those things that, you know, the 4-inch thick manual makes me terrified. And this program allows for one-on-one time with professional shooters, namely with Tina at the helm, where they walk you through the entire process. Before I speak out of place, because I've participated in one or two of these so far, explain to folks the scope and the depth and the breadth that this program allows you to get into outside of range time, but how it sets you up to succeed for practice and for matches.
Okay, so I'm just going to give just a little bit of back. The reason why we developed this virtual program is for a lot of women are unable to actually come to me or other instructors to learn. Like we were saying earlier, women have multi-hats, moms, job, and all those other things. And so they're trying to shoot competitively, but they can't get to training. And so this is a program that allows them to have the training come to them. And in this session, we started in January. Each month, they are given a two-hour webinar with me, and we have a pre-set up what we're going to talk about during that webinar. And so it may be we're going to go over the different ways to load a shotgun. Initially, they're kind of gone through the basics, the safety aspects of it, the rules, the equipment they need, and then we start going through each one of the different gun platforms, shotgun, rifle, pistol. So, for example, rifle, okay, we not only do we shoot a rifle, but we have to actually put the optics on our rifle and what kind of optics we should use, what kind of mounts we should use, how we go about putting those mounts on, the equipment that's associated with the rifle, things like slings, because some matches require you to sling your rifle. So how do I sling my rifle? What kind of mounts I would need for that? And then what's the easiest way for me to maneuver in and out of that sling? So those are the kinds of things that are given to the student. And then in addition to that, there's a Facebook page where these ladies can post a video. We can use that video, and I can give them feedback on things that can help them on their next match. So say they're struggling with kind of looking for the targets. Well, how can we go about in the next time that you go to your local match to start moving past that, and you know your position, you move to your positions, and you know your targets are already there, so you're not looking for them the whole time over the gun. And then they're given basic drills that they can go to the range and actually use to practice different types of things that they're going to be confronted when they go to a local match or major match.
There's so much. I mean, and it really does. You really are able to, and these happen, the topics that you're able to explore in such depth that it really does answer all of those questions. You don't feel like you're left hanging. You know what you need to know. And if it's not brand specific, it's feature specific, which is something I really do believe in when you're talking to a bunch of different people, because budgets vary and needs vary. Physicality changes between person to person. So one thing that I love that you do is you really discuss the need, as you spoke about swing mounts or positions for different components on your gear. It's feature driven. It's not necessarily brand driven. While we all have our favorite brands, it's feature specific. And that really leads people down a path that allows them to make the choices best for them based on their budget. Now, this program, how will people find out more? How can they sign up?
So the best way to find out more is you go to the Girl in the Gun website. You click on events. And you'll scroll down and it'll just say 3-Gun Mastermind Program, and then you're able to join. You can join in 3-month sessions, so you can try it out and see how you like it, or if you want to go ahead and get right in there, you can sign up for a full year.
I have this vision of Bill coming in and signing up and taking on a very, probably his wife's name, so he could sign up. I think Bill would lose his mind over the gear talk that happens during this. It's so fun.
Do you think I could actually successfully do that under the name of Kim?
I don't think anyone would quit. I mean, come on now.
Kim, just make sure you wear a pretty wig when you're on the screen with me.
Nobody. Well, Tina, I've been so that would be the giveaway, because I'd be like looking around like, have I got hair again? Why have I got hair again? Anyway, this is the Weaponized Woman. We're coming up on the next break. We'll be right back. Tatiana Whitlock. Her guest, Tina Martin. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X 3 ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
USA Radio News.
When I heard President Obama speak today, I had to listen. I was in the plane. I had nothing else to do. And I heard him talk about telling the truth. He was talking about you have to tell the truth. And yet 28 times he said, you can keep your doctor if you like your doctor. You can keep your plan if you like your plan. They were all lies. Over and over again you heard that. Just used it to pass a terrible health care plan that we are decimating strike by strike.
President Trump's comments at a Make America Great rally, this one being held in West Virginia. Now, former President Barack Obama was campaigning in Miami, Florida, as the president said there. Let's take a listen to how Obama handled a heckler.
Here's the deal. If you support the other candidate, then you should go support the other candidate.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Efficient broadcaster to be able to handle a bump like that one. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Got the Boyd's gun stock renovated. Remington 870 pump shotgun. Before it was ugly, the ugliest shotgun known to man. Now it is something else altogether. We're going to take it out this weekend. I'm going to film it for you, and you'll see. You'll just see. And the best part about it is going to be the Boyd's gun stock. The shotgun itself has been refurbished, but Boyd's gun stock makes it pop. Check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock and her guest, Tina Martin, and they're talking about competition. Tina, now, do you carry a gun daily?
Yes, I do.
Do you feel like, for you, like it's a different kind of rig? Are you carrying inside the waistband? Are you carrying outside the waistband that's covered?
Usually, just because of the nature of my pants and women's clothing, I'm usually carrying inside the waistband.
So,
summer is different than winter, and blah, blah, blah.
Right. Does what you do competitively, Does that aid you in the self-defense part of it? Do you practice as a in inside the waistband and all of that kind of drawing and stuff like that?
Yeah, I sure do. So competitive shooting has kind of showed me that the more you practice, the better you are. And so, and the more comfortable you are with whatever weapon platform that you plan to use. And so I'm obviously when I have my gun on me, when I'm carrying, or if I have it in my car, I practice pulling it out from that area. And in a way that you can see it, it's actually one of the courses that we taught at the Fall Fest was, we pull, pistols out of buckets a lot, in competition. And how that can carry over into the self-defense is if you keep your firearm in your glove box or somewhere in your car, and you need to be able to pull it quickly from that area and then be able to use it. And so there's some of these skills that actually go back, kind of you can overlay them into the self-defense world. But just being familiar with your firearm, if you're somebody who's a bigger person, you carry a Glock 19, you can use your Glock 19 in competition. You can use your Glock 19 as your carry gun. And how proficient are you going to be with that Glock 19 if that's the sole gun that you constantly shoot?
Right.
You're going to be really good.
Now, I would imagine that once you have cleared the gun out and everything, for you, the competitive edge that you have is how fast you're going to bring it up and get it on target and have that first sight.
Yep, I want to get those sights on target. Yep, exactly. How fast can I get those sights on target? And that's true no matter what you're doing, self-defense or competition.
Mm-hmm. So. Yes, I'm just making notes right now. Don't make Tina mad.
Oh, yeah, next and time, I have a precision rifle, so I can get you all the way out to, like, 1,200 yards, too.
So, like, I... Okay, all right, enough of that. Please, Tatiana, please, take this away. Tatiana? Do we have Tatiana?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Excellent. All right. I was just going to say, yeah, take it away before Bill gets himself into trouble.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
I'm here for you, Bill. So
Thank you. I think
you hit on some very important topics there. And I get asked this question a lot, and that's the relevancy of competitive shooting versus self-defense shooting. And I think that the reality is there are a lot of elements of competitive shooting that really do translate, but in perhaps not the obvious ways. Movement, for example, that is a major component of the three-gun sports and two-gun IDPA, IPSC, USPSA. Movement, efficiency, and economy of movement, getting from one place to the next, being extremely proficient and efficient with your firearm as you do so while maintaining safety. And, of course, there are caveats to that where things do translate and where things don't translate based on the fact that competition is rules-based, which is akin to boxing, whereas self-defense is more like, gosh, only knows you're in a barroom brawl, street fighting, no rules. There are no rules experience, and that's the reality of self-defense. But movement, transitioning between targets, non-standard firing positions, the thing that I think is probably the most valid is the fact that your environment, your stages are constantly changing. You don't have an opportunity to get too choreographed with anything because it's going to be different at match to match, stage to stage. And I don't think anybody really talks enough about that and how it translates over.
That's a great point, a very great point, the constant changing. And that's kind of actually what keeps a lot of competitors interested in is every match they go to, there's going to be things that they haven't encountered before, and it keeps our interest, and we want to keep coming back for that. So.
And one of the things that you teach in 3GU, and I know that you do quite a bit of work, you do it this work at a national conference and at the workshops that you'll be offering, hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, prior to a number of different matches in 2019, you really do talk a lot about problem solving, thinking through a stage, creating your plan of action. And that is something that is also quite valid as it translates to self-defense. Talk to us a little bit about that.
So the mental aspect of it and the planning aspect, I think, is often overlooked with new shooters because they're so consumed about their gear and what they're supposed to do with their gun. But when you walk up onto a stage, you're being presented an array of different targets and potentially different positions. You've got to move fast, you've got to move slow. And so you have to stop and slowly walk through this and plan out how you're going to handle each one of those arrays what you're most proficient at with each gun, and what's the best gun for you to use in each of those arrays that's at your advantage. So if you're a really good pistol shooter and there's all these falling steel, well, you probably may attack those quicker than you may with your shotgun, which you don't really like so much at that point. And then there's also the mental prep that goes into as you step up to the stage and you're getting ready to get started. No matter whether you're a new shooter or old shooter, we can psych ourselves out about things before we even get started. And so talking to students through some great books that are out there, like with Winning in Mind, and then just simple keywords to help settle you down, certain breathing techniques to settle your heart down, kind of keep that adrenaline dump at as much level as you can, a low level as you can, so that you can think through and your stage plan, which you've just previously worked through, doesn't go shooting out the side of your ear and you lose it.
After sometimes.
Yeah. Like, I got up there and then I forgot what I was supposed to do. Because inevitably, on top of trying to, because you don't really want to have to think through the stage. You already want to have it kind of memorized out of where you're supposed to be so you can engage the target. Because at some point in time, you're going to have to work through malfunctions. Something's not going to do that when you lay that rifle up onto the prop. It's not going to do exactly what you thought it was going to do. So you're going to have to work through that. And so you want to have that stage plan kind of already built into your memory before you do that. So
I'm lucky that I can remember my grocery list. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to need to spend some time with you for all of that. But I've gotten incredible feedback from the participants that have gone through this program. And while it may sound overwhelming that there's so much to think about, one of the things that you are very talented at is making these concepts digestible, memorable, and something that they can implement on demand without referring to a manual or a novel, that these are really skill sets that they can embrace. And these translate many, again, stress management is another major component, problem solving, plan, being adaptable. And
let's hold it at problem solving. It snuck up on me. I was too busy listening. We'll be right back. Right back with the Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock, her guest, Tina Martin. This is Lock and Load.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349. 4349.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. This is the Weaponized Woman tonight with Tatiana Whitlock and her guest Tina Martin. And by the way, I have been remiss in mentioning that this week was somebody's birthday. And, you know, I don't mind asking this, because when I ask you this, if you want to get up and say, listen, Methuselah, I don't want you to know how old I am. But you're still dangerous, Tatiana. You're still very dangerous. So, anyway, happy birthday to you. And,
thank you.
I've come to the point now to where I'm just celebrating my 29th birthday over and over again.
Well, it's a good thing to see. And I'm going to leave that unanswered, and I'll tell you why. Because when you plug in Tatiana Whitlock into a Google search, the list of prompts that come up from frequently searched questions involve if I'm married, my background, how tall I am is a frequently Google searched query, as well as what my age is. So I don't want to ruin it for Google. So we're just going to leave that kind of an ethereal number.
Well, now for the thumbnail, right? For the thumbnail of this podcast, I've got when I was standing between you and Tina at the NRA meetup.
Aww. Yeah.
So anybody looking at that thumbnail, I'm 7'1". So you can tell Tina and Tatiana, they're about 6'8", 6'9", something like that. So
there you go.
So anyway, I leave you to it.
Excellent. Well, we've been talking with Tina Martin about Three Guns University Mastermind, which is an online program, as well as the pre-event matches, which are the three-gun mastermind training events. And if you're interested in learning more about those, visit agirlinagun.org, as well as Tina's site, shieldmaidendefense.com. And enough with all of that talk. Let's really get into the nerdy stuff, because we're girls and we love the guns. So when we talk about gear, we kind of giggle and get really into this stuff. Your dream gun, if you were to, it doesn't have to exist. It doesn't have to be something that exists in the world right now. What would your dream semi-auto be? Or what would it require or have per feature?
Semi-auto, rifle, shotgun. What are we talking about? Pistol.
Let's start with shotgun. No. Let's start with pistol.
So I really do love the 2011 platform that I'm already shooting. I just really like it a lot. And I'm kind of getting to that point in my dream gun where the grip is slimmed down and whittled away to fit my hand. The trigger is just enough weight to it that I feel it, but then it has that beautiful crisp break and then it's right back at it. The sights, I'm getting older, so I kind of need something that pops out at me because unfortunately our eyes fail with age. So I do really like a beautiful fiber optic sitting up front and then, you know, a narrow rear so I can hit those 100-yard pistol shots with no problem.
Now, question for you.
Yeah.
What color fiber do you prefer?
So for me, I prefer a green fiber. And an interesting thing, because you, like you said before, I'm a scientist, so I'm always kind of collecting data. Something I've noticed, and I don't have any, like, concrete data, it's more observational data, I've noticed that people that have dark-color eyes tend to like green fiber optics, and those with lighter eyes, say blues and greens, tend to like red fiber optics. Now, this is just observational in my area, but it's something I have noticed.
Very cool. Well, I'm going to pay attention to that.
Yeah, just because now green can be a little bit of a booger if you're indoors because it won't fluoresce just as much as the red. So that's the only downfall of it. Shoot a lot of indoor matches, at least in my thing. Mm-hmm. But I like chrome finishes. I've never in the past would have thought that I like chrome guns as much, but they don't rust. They stay nice and sleek. When I clean them, they look so pretty because, you know, I don't want my gun to look pretty once you clean, then I get her all dirty again. So
that's the fun part. All right. Now, rifle.
Rifle. Oh. So for me, rifle, there's so much that goes into it. So for a rifle to do the work that I needed to do, I need a fantastic barrel and a fantastic trigger. And so, but to be able to reach out to 500 yards in three guns like some matches requires, you need something that's a little bit more of a match grade barrel. But then that induces weight. So, honestly, I would love to go ahead and try out a proof barrel. You know, they're not on the bargain end of things, but I'd love to be able to put one of those proof barrels in the gun. I go back and forth. Like, I run Hyperfire triggers. Hyperfire triggers sponsor me. They're great triggers. But then there's some other triggers I'd like to kind of play around with, too. So I haven't quite settled on what the dream trigger is. Everybody has their opinion on that one. But then a rifle that's nice and lightweight but weighted towards the rear for me. I'm a smaller person. And so when you got a long run, you've got to, like, run through, do all these arrays of pistol or a shotgun, and then you got to get down to the end, and you got to work some offhand rifle. You all of a sudden realize every pound that's in your rifle. So having a nice lightweight, a slim handguard for my smaller hands is something I definitely want in my dream gun. So,
oh gosh, I'm starting to make my Christmas list from this. This is awesome. All right, now shotgun. All right, so shotgun.
I already have my dream shotgun. See, I'm good.
I was going to say, this is not a good question to ask because we could just go through, run us through your shotgun because it's drill worthy.
I ran like a heavier shotgun when I first started out because that's what I had. And everybody's like, well, when you start out, that's, you know, it eats up the recoil you don't have to worry about those inertia guns. And then I got an inertia gun, and I got the Breda B12i. And at first I thought, oh, it's gonna hurt. And then I started shooting it, and it is a dream. It really is a dream. It's like I get behind it. I've went and had it tuned to me so that the cone is right. It's, you know, all the shims are correct. So I think that's an important part of having a dream shotgun, is making sure that that shotgun's fitted to you. Because for women, we have those long necks and high cheekbones, and that really can make a shotgun pretty challenging to shoot well and it not hurt you. So I definitely think that should be worked into your dream shotgun picture. But honestly, I get behind it and I can feel it to each one of the recoil impulse. I can hear the bolt cycling, and I can hear the difference in the bolt when it comes down, starts getting emptier. The actual sound of the bolt sounds different to me. That's how in tune I am with that, with her. So she kind of already is my dream shotgun.
I love it. I absolutely love it. But yeah, I've been making a shopping list, and we'll commiserate later because, you know, Santa needs to know.
Can I tell you my dream handgun?
Yeah, sure.
Of course.
I want a white double stacked 10 millimeter.
Oh, really? A white one. Why a white one?
Do you know what that would look like after I'd shot that a little bit? The look of that blowback hitting that barrel and coating the. I mean, everybody would be looking at that going, wow, he shoots that.
Yeah, but Bill, let's be fair. You can shoot. You're
Why can't
the most
you?
Unassuming people to walk up to the line. And it was great to witness people watching you shoot at the agency party at SHOT Show last year, because you just stood up there and then you just waylaid that steel target like it was nothing. And all of these young whippersnappers behind there were like, ooh, we have to go after him? Like, oh. Great.
I like the guy that told me. I've never been accused of being a pretty face before. And when the guy told me, you're not just another pretty face, well, that sort of made my trip. So anyway, we're running out of time. Ladies, thank you very much for joining me. Tina, as always, it's a pleasure to have you. Happy birthday, Tatiana. And let's do this again soon. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Very good. We have hour number 3 inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish you would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com. Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.